This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. It's prom season, but this year it's not the prom many of us remember from high school or even 2 years ago. Last year, most proms were canceled because of the pandemic. They're back now, but with masks and physical distancing. Nevertheless, schools in Illinois are finding creative ways to give their students a prom while also trying to keep them safe. That means prom-themed PPE, COVID tests, and six-foot tape lines on the dance floor. Elsewhere, parents have taken prom into their own hands and hosted private dances outside of school. To talk about the pandemic prom experience, we have three high school students from Illinois. Kennedy Hicks is a senior from DePaul College Prep. Andre Bass is a senior at De La Salle Institute. And History Legrone is a senior from Homewood Flossmoor High School. Kennedy, Andre, History, thanks for joining us today on the 21st. Listeners, if you want to, we would love to hear from you if you want to share your favorite prom memory or maybe even tell us who your date was. You can join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. So, Andre, I want to start with you. What was your reaction to your school having a prom this year?
I was kind of shocked at first because I didn't think we was going to have a prom with all the cases going up. But, like 2 weeks before our spring break, because our spring break was in April, so, like, around like late March, they told us we was going to have a prom and they told us where our graduation would be. So I had to make a quick decision. I had to run and pick up a tuxedo and find all that stuff. But they only let kids from our school come. We couldn't have like outside guests, and we had inside a lunch room, but I was pretty excited. My parents was really excited because they really wanted me to go on prom. So I did it, and I enjoyed it. And it's a memory that you can't have back. And I'm very grateful to have that experience.
I wonder if you heard from, if you had any friends who were, you know, seniors last year who maybe missed out on it and were a little jealous of you got to have it this year.
Yeah, I did. There were seniors from my school last year who didn't have a chance to go on prom. So once they found out we was having prom, it was pretty exciting and happy for me. So yeah, I took advantage of the opportunity and decided to go.
Kennedy, can you tell us what was it like preparing for prom this year? I mean, obviously, you know, usually it's finding that right tuxedo or the dress or whatever. Were you also required to get COVID tests or doing anything else special like that before prom?
COVID tests weren't required, but I guess I could say that the whole thing with like finding a dress was like having like maybe a mask to like go with my dress, because, you know, I didn't want to wear like a medical mask that would look weird with my dress. But yeah, I had to find a mask to go with my dress, and it was just a process of like just making sure that I was safe, but like also making sure that others were safe as well.
Can you tell us what did your dress look like?
My dress was one shouldered and it was sparkly, and yeah, it had like a little slit. It was really nice. It was a long dress.
What color?
Black.
Right. How hard did you have to look to find a black mask, you know, that would be the perfect complement to that dress?
Honestly, it wasn't that hard. I just went on Amazon and I just found a mask.
Okay. I guess if it would have been like purple sequin, that maybe would have been a little harder or something. Okay.
Yeah.
History, your school had a little more of a casual prom alternative, I guess, called Senior Stroll. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, they decided to do a senior stroll for the seniors, obviously. We met at the school, but it was so funny because nobody knew, like, the theme or what to wear. So people showed up in, like, kind of, like, sweatpants. People dressed up a little bit. People came in, like, full prom attire, and we all just looked kind of random. It was funny, but I enjoyed it. I got to see my friends again, so it was fun.
Well, let me ask you that. So how did the schools adjust to prom? You know, you have these physical distancing guidelines. I mean, was dancing allowed? Could, you know, were you allowed to be at the same, you know, was everyone even in the same location? Andre, let me ask you that question.
So it was kind of like they did it kind of like a tour where they had to start at different times for people. So some people got there at like 4:30, some people got there 5, just to kind of space it out. And then they also had us on the football field, so we were able to social distance there. That's where they had all the food and the music and everything so that we could all have enough space to be able to move around.
All right, that was the senior stroll at Homewood Flossmoor High School. Andre, what was the situation like at De La Salle? Were you all, you know, was there physical distancing rules? Was everyone allowed in the same place? Was dancing allowed?
To be honest, just the tables, like where people sat up, was socially distanced, but we had dance floor. It's like everyone got on the dance floor at the same time. We just had to make sure we wear our masks, but when we were taking pictures, we had the option to take our masks off. And they even had like a little photo booth for us, so we were taking pictures over there. But yeah, everyone was on the dance floor at the same time. It was just that the chairs and tables were socially distanced just in case someone wanted to sit down. But overall though, they tried to keep it as safe as possible and try to make it as social distance as possible. But with kids and music and dance, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
They try to make it as safe as possible for us. So yeah, they tried their hardest, but it was sometimes it got a little too crowded, but it was okay at the end of the day.
Kennedy, what about DePaul College Prep? Lots of rules, or what was the scene like there?
Kind of like what Andre said, the tables were socially distanced, but like everybody was on the dance floor and everyone just had to make sure that they had their mask on while they were on the dance floor. And then like we had a photo booth, so like that's the only time people really took off their mask. But other than that, I would say that the teachers were like monitoring, like making sure people had their mask on and that it wasn't getting too crowded.
Did you, Kenny, did you ever hesitate? Did you think like, these rules, I don't know, the mask, maybe I don't want to go because of all the rules and restrictions. Did that give you pause at all?
At first, because I was like, well, I'm not going to get like the actual prom experience, you know, but then I was like, you know, the kids last year, they didn't get to do it. So I don't want to take this opportunity for granted. So, and it gives me a reason to like dress up. So why not?
Yeah. Andre, same question. What about you? Did you or any of your friends feel that way? Like maybe, not worth it this year?
Yeah, first, because prom was the same day as my birthday. So I was like, but my mom pretty much convinced me to do it. I was like, okay. And as the day like started getting closer and closer, I started getting a little bit more excited. So like at first I was like, oh, it's just prom. But as the days went on, I was like, dang, like I'm really about to go on prom and like have this experience that everyone talks about. And then I started thinking about the kids who didn't have a prom last year. I was like, well, you know, I have the opportunity, so just why not take me and go? So yeah.
Did your mom get good pictures?
Yeah, at the prom send off. She had a photographer for the prom send off.
Oh wow. A photographer.
Yeah, they did it really big for me because I'm my mom's firstborn and so yeah, she made sure she did everything the best. And it was my birthday, so she just really wanted me to have a good time. So yeah.
Well, that raises a good point. You know, there's this idea nowadays of some of us who are a little older might not quite remember this, but this idea of promposals, which is like, I guess, a marriage proposal, but you're just going to the prom where, you know, it gets pretty elaborate. Videos are made, that sort of thing. Kennedy, let me ask you, were there any promposals from your school?
There was maybe like two or three that I saw, but there wasn't that many this year.
Not so much. Andre, what about you? Anybody take it to the next level?
There was only one prom proposal, only one.
Okay. You know, a lot of schools in Illinois had hybrid or online only classes, which meant very little or certainly less interaction with other students. History, maybe can you talk about what was seeing people at the stroll? Was that the first time seeing them for, I don't know, months, a year for you? And what was that like?
Yeah, the senior stroll was the first time that I had seen literally anybody since last year. It was fun to see everyone. It wasn't quite how I wanted to see them, but I was glad that we were able to just do something because, like everyone knows mentioned before, we weren't able to do anything last year. So,
Kennedy, what about you? Was this your first time seeing people in a long time, and what was that like?
I mean, I saw like a couple of my friends like the summer before senior year, but like it was very rare. And Yeah, I only saw them like a couple times. I didn't see them a lot throughout the year, and there was a lot of people I hadn't seen in the whole year, so yeah.
All right, I'm curious what a prom still looks like this year. Was there like a prom queen, a prom king, Kennedy? What about at your school?
Yeah, there was a prom king and queen, or what was it called? I don't think it was called prom king and queen, but it was basically that.
Okay. And what is the big song this year? Is there like a theme song, or what was there? Is there a theme to your prom?
The theme for my prom was Roaring Twenties.
Roaring 20s. Okay. Was there a big song? What's the big song this year?
Oh, we didn't have a big song.
No big song. All right. Andre, what about you? Was there a theme and a, you know, like a theme song at all?
The theme was like Masquerade Ball,
Okay.
but there was no theme song. No.
Okay. All right. History, I understand a group of moms from your high school are hosting a more formal prom than your school had. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, they basically all the moms got together and they're putting together I think the theme is Evening Under the Stars or something prom, but basically it's a banquet hall out in Indiana and everybody's coming. You have to get like a COVID test and fill out all kind of documents saying that you're going to wear a mask and social distance. And they're actually having us run for prom court. I'm running right now. I'm in the current process of campaigning, which is very stressful because I really want to win. But yeah, they basically just put the prom together. I think that was very nice on their part. So I'm getting really excited for it. It's on Friday.
What I used to be a political reporter, so I'm curious, what is your campaign like? Do you have like a campaign theme for prom court, or is this just about, you know, texting, TikToking people? What does your campaign look like?
So basically what I'm doing is I'm putting together a whole bunch of like small videos and I'm just releasing them like, hey, you guys should vote for me because why not? Like I didn't even think we were getting a prom this year, and the fact that we are, it was just like crazy to me. So I wanted to make sure that everybody, I know everybody feels the same way, so I'm really just kind of playing on that.
All right. Well, the 21st doesn't typically endorse candidates for office, but I think we can endorse History Legrone for prom court at the Alternative HF High
Thank
School
you.
prom. Let me ask exit question to Kennedy. I'll start with you. Despite the restrictions, ultimately, how did you feel about your prom experience? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had a good time. The music was good, the food was good, like it was better than I expected. I'll say that. It was a lot better than I expected.
And Andre, what about you?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was really fun. It was really nice seeing students I haven't seen like since probably junior year due to COVID. It was nice seeing everyone last time. So yeah, overall, I took a lot of pictures and yeah, it was just a great time. Great memories. I never
All right.
take back.
All right. Well, Andre, Kennedy, and History, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your prom and prom-like experiences here on the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Andre Bass is a senior at De La Salle Institute. Kennedy Hicks is a senior at DePaul College Prep. And History Legrone is a senior at Homewood Flossmoore High School.
Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not?
That is it for our program today. Before we go, I do want to urge you to join our texting group. We hear interesting things from listeners. It does inform our coverage. I read a text earlier in the show today. We used some yesterday. You can join that by texting the word talk to 217-803-0730. Again, become part of the conversation, part of the story development process here at the 21st. Send the word talk to 217-803-0730. You can find information about that at our website, 21stshow.org, where you can also find links to our Twitter page and our podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Find the links at 21stshow.org. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Scullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Just good.